It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. As the first player in one of the four major sports to come out, NBA player Jason Collins has garnered a lot of attention. He's being viewed as a trailblazer, and his story has inspired sports writer and Pitt graduate Tony Giovanetti to come out in an essay for the website OutSports.
I'm gay. There. I said it. I've known I was gay for a good portion of my life. But I did my best to hide it and lie to myself and everyone around me. Not anymore. I got into sports writing during my junior year of college after writing for the music and news sections of the Pitt News. I covered NCAA football and basketball before landing an awesome internship with the Pittsburgh Penguins. So naturally, I've been paying close attention to the You Can Play project and the amazing work that Patrick Burke has done. And then yesterday, the inevitable finally happened. An active player in one of the four major North American professional sports came out of the closet. I was overjoyed to see Jason Collins invite us to know the real Jason Collins, but thanks to my internal censor, I couldn't reveal just how excited I was. But then I thought about it for a while. The thing I admired most about Collins is that he came out in his own words, by writing his own story. Now, I love sports, but I don't really care about the NBA. I've never even heard of Collins. I honestly thought that with all the work Burke has been doing, the NHL would have the first openly gay athlete. But the fact that he wrote his coming out story so elegantly and in such a matter-of-fact way inspired me. I'm nowhere near as big of a deal as Collins. Heck, I'm barely a sports writer anymore. I just do it on the side. But I want to tell my own story and tell the truth to anyone who cares to listen. If only for my own sake. I grew up in a very small town that isn't too accepting of diversity. There was one gay kid and one black kid in my school, and both were bullied mercilessly. I didn't partake in the bullying. I'm the kind of person who stays away from conflict, even when I probably should confront something. But I just stood by and let the jocks tease the only gay person in town who had the guts to be himself. For that, I'm ashamed. I wish I could go back and do it all over, but I can't. All I can do is offer my apologies. I also apologize to my family and friends to whom I've been lying. If there's one thing that my parents taught me growing up, it's that lying is wrong, and I let them down. But I know they will accept and love me no matter what. They've even told me this when we've had discussions about homosexuality. I know my friends will be supportive and still think of me the way they did before they hear this. My friends are some of the most accepting and rational people I know. I really don't know what I've been waiting for. Yes, being a closeted writer in the macho world of sports was difficult. It was tough to keep my guard up the entire time, but I'm professional. I was there to do a job and do it well, and I think my coworkers can attest I did the job well. Shockingly, my sexuality has nothing to do with how good a sports writer I am, just like Collins' sexuality has nothing to do with his basketball skills. I moved away from my family and friends for a good job. I made new friends, but I kept up the charade. But now it's time to tear down the walls I've spent my life building. I'll never find happiness if I keep this up, so it's time to do the right thing. I'm Tony. I love sports. I love hockey. I love the Penguins. And I'm gay. I can't make up for the lies I've told in the past, but hopefully everyone will forgive me and we can all move toward the future together and find happiness. Thank you, Jason Collins.
That's it! The Pittsburgh Penguins have won this hockey game! The Penguins have won the Stanley Cup!
I'm joined now by phone from Madison, Wisconsin, by Tony Giovanetti. Tony, thanks for joining us and sharing your essay.
Thank you.
What were your thoughts when Jason Collins became the first active player in the four major professional sports to come out of the closet?
I was overjoyed. I think we all knew it was coming, but we just didn't know who it was going to be, when it was going to be, and how it was going to be done. And I think just the way it all happened and the way that he wrote that essay, I think it was just the perfect way to have the first gay athlete come out.
It sounds from what you wrote in your essay as though Jason Collins inspired you to re-examine your life.
Yeah, I was thinking about, I've had thoughts about coming out for a couple months, but I always immediately dismissed those thoughts. I came close to telling a few friends here and there, but again, I never quite went through with it. But then I just saw the way that he did it,
in the way that he did it so elegantly and in his own words. That was the thing that hit me the most. It was in his own words. And in the article, he had a line where he said it was his news to tell, not TMZ. And that one really struck a chord with me. Obviously, TMZ doesn't care about me, but they are... I'm from a small town where one little rumor will spread in a day and the whole town will know. And I didn't want my family and my friends to find out through a rumor and through other people. And so when I saw what Jason Collins did, I just started thinking about, you know what, if I ever want to do that, that's exactly how I would do it. And it just inspired me to open up a Word document and just start typing away. And before I knew it, I had that essay written, and I just decided to finally do it. I read over the essay, and it was exactly how I felt, and so I went with it.
It sounds like your situation might have been a little different than Jason Collins, because his close friends and family, for the most part, knew that he was gay, but that in your case, it was a secret that very few people in your life, if anyone, knew.
Correct. Me and my mom had talked a little bit, but she didn't really know the whole truth yet. And that my essay originally started as a letter to my family and a letter to my mom. But just the journalist in me, I can't write letters. So somewhere in the middle, it turned into a column. And after I wrote it, I realized what I wanted to do with it. So then I finally called my mom and my dad and my family and a few close friends and told them last Monday. So they knew before the story was published, but they didn't know before last week. So basically me writing it down like that helped me get the courage to tell my family.
And what has been their reaction?
It has been overwhelmingly positive. Jim Budzinski, the man who helped me publish it on Outsports, and my family, they were all worried about and they warned me about some of the negative comments that I will hear. But honestly, I've yet to hear anything negative. All my friends were very positive and sent me words of encouragement. My family did the same. Even all the emails that I received just from strangers from all over the country, I didn't hear one negative thing. The most negative thing anyone told me was that they liked my story until they heard I was a Penguins fan.
You have followed pro and major college sports all of your life and been in locker rooms interviewing athletes. While you might have suspected some of them must be gay because none of them was being open and honest about it, how did you feel?
You know what, I honestly didn't really think about it when I was in the locker rooms and at games. I was just there to do my job and enjoy the game. And yeah, later on, after some reflection and after reading about the You Can Play project and all of that stuff, I did start to think about, and you know there's some gay athletes out there, but you can't really spend your time trying to figure out who, and like I said, it's their news to tell. So I just didn't really think about it a whole lot, because if they want to come out, then they'll come out, and that's their business.
Tony, could you please explain the You Can Play project?
The You Can Play project was started by Patrick Burke in honor of his brother Brendan Burke, who worked with the University of Miami hockey team. He unfortunately died a few years ago, and they've been trying to get together this project in his honor and just to help closeted athletes feel comfortable. And they've been working with professional teams and professional athletes from all over the country. And the moral of the project is, if you can play, you can play. We don't care what your sexual orientation is, gender, race, anything. If you have the skills, you can play. And it's just fighting homophobia in sports, trying to make it a better atmosphere for closeted athletes to feel comfortable to come out. And one of the biggest things that they've been doing is just fighting homophobic language. Because a lot of people say they don't care if there's a gay player in the room, but then they use the F word. Or even in a softer context, on Twitter a couple weeks ago, Tyler Seguin of the Boston Bruins used the phrase no homo. A lot of people use that in their everyday life. And it created a little bit of an uproar, and Patrick Burke said, we shouldn't be yelling at these people for saying these things. We need to be educating them. So it's about education to eliminate that kind of vocabulary and just make it a safe place for gay athletes to be themselves.
From what you've seen, has the NHL been more proactive about this kind of thing, about encouraging dialogue and education, than the other major professional sports in North America?
Definitely. I think most of it is just because Patrick Burke actually works for an NHL team. Unfortunately, it's the Flyers. But he got the entire NHL on board with the You Can Play project. He got the NHL to take the You Can Play pledge. They were the first full league to do so. So the NHL has been involved with this from the very beginning, so they've been more proactive than other leagues.
You thought the first out athlete in major sports would be from the NHL. Explain why.
I think just because of how closely the NHL has been working with the You Can Play project, and everybody, the whole league, gave their support. Unlike the other sports, I don't think I heard about any player that said he would not accept a gay athlete. You heard that from a few players in the NHL, and I think even the NBA. So that's just why I figured that it would happen in the NHL first.
In the aftermath of the Jason Collins announcement, you have written that you are ashamed of how you have handled things in the past, of living a lie.
Yes. I think this is one thing that Jason didn't really touch on in his essay, and maybe he doesn't feel this way, but it's been going on for so long for me. I'm 24 years old, and at least the past 10, I've probably known I was gay, and I've just didn't let anyone know that. I didn't tell anyone. I've dated women, and I think that was probably the hardest part for me. The fact that I dated women, and I told people that I found women attractive, and they were just blatant lies. And just knowing that I lied to people, that was just hard for me to come out and say that, you know what, no, that's not who I am. Everything I've told you up until this point is a lie. It was just hard for me to deal with that and admit it to both myself and all of my friends. But luckily the reaction has been positive, and I had several people tell me that I shouldn't be apologizing. But I would always respond back to them that, yes, I should. I'm not sorry for who I am, but I'm sorry for the lies that I've told.
It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer here on 90.5 WESA. We're talking with Tony Giovanetti, a Pittsburgh native who writes for College Hockey News. He interned with the Pittsburgh Penguins during the 2010-2011 season and now lives in Madison, Wisconsin. What has been some of the other reaction that you've received from your essay, in which, on the heels of Jason Collins' announcement, you announced that you are gay? What has the general public said in response to what you've written about yourself?
So I received emails from a lot of strangers from around the world, a lot of gay sports fans, and even a few people that are still in the closet. And they all said that they really liked the essay that I wrote, and that I even inspired them. I heard a few people on Twitter say that this is the domino effect of a professional athlete coming out, and this is why more people need to come out, so other people can feel comfortable with it and not have to live a lie like I did. So hopefully other people will realize that it's not as challenging as it seems. Like, it's hard to take that first step and come out. It was the most difficult thing that I've ever done, but looking back on it, I don't know why I waited. It's all been such a positive experience that I really wish I had done it sooner.
There's been some interesting online reaction to your piece, including an email that came from a gentleman in Toronto who wrote, "I don't know about you, but I reject the notion that sexual orientation isn't or shouldn't be a factor in how reporters do their jobs. Journalism needs LGBT people. We offer a lot. In my view, being gay helps us to generate story ideas. What are your thoughts about this particular email that you received and that kind of reaction?
That is actually a good point. I'm sure there's a need out there for gay journalists to cater to a gay sports fan population. And so maybe he's right a little bit. But the jobs that I've had in the past were more toward the general public. And so I didn't try to do my job any differently than anybody else would. So I feel like that's probably a valid point, but I just don't think of it that way. I think of it as I'm a sports writer who happens to be gay, and if that influences my writing, so be it. But I'm not going to consciously go out of my way to try to write differently because of that.
Tony, will Jason Collins' announcement inspire more professional athletes to come out?
I'm not sure about that. I hope so. I hope people that were out there, and if they felt anything like me, I hope they get the courage to come out and stop having to deal with all of that. But luckily for me, I'm not very high profile, so the only responses I got were positive. But I've seen some pretty negative comments about Jason Collins, and so I worry that that might keep other gay athletes in the closet just because it's so high profiled, and you're going to get so much negativity from idiots on Twitter and just some people who just feel the need to get reactions out of people.
But you've written about this idea of living a lie and how much you regret it, and certainly Jason Collins seems to regret it. So with this announcement, with this maybe the start of the domino effect, as it's been referred to, should other athletes who are gay and who are playing major professional sports come out into the spotlight now?
Generally speaking, I think, yes, they should. But I've heard from some people who are in the closet and who emailed me and said they wish they could come out, but I don't feel it's my place to tell people that they should come out. And I had a really difficult time responding to those people because I don't want to say, yes, come out. You need to do that, because that's their business and they need to decide how they want to do it and who they want to tell and what they want it to be like. I just wanted to share my experience, and I made a point to tell them how positive of an experience it was for me. But I also tried to stay away from telling people what they should and shouldn't do.
Tony Giovanetti writes for College Hockey News and interned with the Pittsburgh Penguins during the 2010-2011 season. He now lives in Madison, Wisconsin. Tony Giovanetti, thanks for joining us here on Essential Pittsburgh.
Thank you.
Essential Pittsburgh will continue after this break on 90.5 WESA.